It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
CNN, consumers have reached their breaking point with $6 iced coffees and lemonades at Starbucks. $6 iced coffees and lemonades.
Okay.
Starbucks sales have dropped 3% globally at stores open for at least a year, including a 2% drop here in North America.
Oh. And $6 is the small.
Which is called the...
Venti?
I don't know.
No, Venti is the big one.
Why can't they just do small,
no,
medium,
Trent
large?
Is the No. I know what you're saying.
Grande?
Is oh, it yeah. The grande is small, the small? Because big means small.
Right.
Big price.
Yeah, grand
small
means
cup.
Small. Fewer people are going to Starbucks and buying drinks and food. Starbucks' second straight quarter of sales declines.
Well, yeah, but they're still making $10 bajillion trillion.
Yeah, they're not worried where the next meal's coming from. But what they're saying, though, is that people have said enough is enough. These prices are too high. I mean, we saw this with a lot of fast food chains.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Wendy's, McDonald's.
You start inching up to $12, $15 for a value meal. It's so, like, whoa.
So now they're doing $5 value meals at McDonald's because people were not going to McDonald's anymore.
Well, it took me two trips to Starbucks to get food because I've done it twice to realize that they were just throwing the sandwich from the freezer into the microwave.
Well,
it's not worth $7.
All right. Help me understand something, please, because our friend Justin over at KCI just posted this. They are now celebrating again the busiest month ever in Kansas City's air travel history. So I ask you, back to the cost of things and inflation and all the things we talk about, is it now continuously the busiest month ever because they've added stops or they've added flights or... I think the new airport has something to do with it, but why does it keep being the busiest month ever?
Well, in large part, inflation has not, it's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, inflation has not really hit into air travel.
Right. If you want to go somewhere and you have the money you will crimp and save in other areas of your life.
Also, we had a story earlier this week, I believe, or late last, where Americans are willing to go into debt to travel.
Yeah.
They don't care that it's going to put them in debt. The Americans love to travel, and they will travel.
Well, and a lot of it is the new airport, because now that we have more desirable amenities, more airlines are willing to use us as a layover point, which was not the case before.
Right, because I don't think it's because, hey, we got a new airport, now let's go fly more.
No,
I don't think it's that.
I think
they've added stops or flights, and then because of that, the volume
but air travel
increases.
I mean, think about this. Air travel is still relatively inexpensive. For example, we're going back to we're making our second trip to Cancun in September this year, and for a week, and the total package is, I think, $2,400.
Okay, yeah.
That includes air travel, ground transportation, and an all-inclusive resort. Okay. It was the same cost when I started going to Cancun in 2011. It was roughly $2,000 and something for a week.
I don't know that I'm willing to go into debt to travel.
Oh, God, no. I'm not willing to go into debt for anything but a house.
But if you asked me, what are you more willing to spend money on than almost anything else? It would be travel.
Yeah.
And the children would say the same thing. They would rather do, I mean, I've tried to teach them this, experiences over things.
Well, now, I don't think they're taking out a massive loan. Now, they are putting it on the credit card,
which is still taking out
a loan in a sense.
Right, but you are putting it on the credit card.
Yeah.
So that is, in and of itself, to your point, Sam, that is a loan. The credit card company is loaning you money that you have to pay back.
Good luck.
Yeah, the new terminal makes it easier for airlines to add flights. Larger aircraft, because of larger areas, connect passengers. We could not do this efficiently before. FYI, and I'm not going to tell you where that came from, but that does make sense.
Yeah, don't say who it came from.
It was Melissa Etheridge.
By the way, I reached out to her and her people.
Okay, first of all, she is very busy. Second of all, you should have had me reach out because no one can get people to call them back like
Dana.
I
agree.
I mean, I'm just telling you. You want to hear from the baby Jessica heroes that saved that child last night? They're coming on at 4 o'clock.
That's why I spoke to them on the phone and they didn't even call me back.
I just don't give up. And then finally people go, okay.
You want me to reach out to her again?
No, I do not, because then I think you're bothering her.
Well, then what do you do?
That's what you do. You just said I keep reaching out until they go.
Kindness.
So did I. I even mentioned that I was from Lansing.
Look, I've already invited her onto this program to say happy birthday to you, which she did a couple of years ago. And
you did not set that up.
Michael Mackey did that.
I most certainly did set that up.
It was Michael Mackey and I.
Michael Mackey did not set that interview up.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, here we go.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.